There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
I did have the wonder in my mind, did I have more fun with the Bills during the drought?
You serious?
Get out.
The drought.
Get out.
Look
Leave.
Back
go
on the
home,
drought.
Go home.
The drought was fun.
You're dismissed. It's very fun to watch the Bills lose to Cleveland 6-3.
I mean,
That was really fun. It was really fun to watch Doug Marrone punt in Miami down 10 points with 6 minutes left. These were all very fun things.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, everybody. I think I'm flirting with my voice going away.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I didn't know this until I woke up this morning.
I had that happen not long ago. Just magically, bam.
Yeah, I kind of expected it. I kind of expected it yesterday because, you know, at the game, shouting and things like that.
It's third down.
Yeah, I do that.
Cost anybody their voice.
And then I also have this trick where I tip my head back and I can mimic the train horn sound. Wow, wow. No, I'm kidding. So that's why, I don't know. Yeah, we'll see if it comes back.
All right. Hopefully by Sunday.
Yeah. Well.
Because you're going to Arrowhead, of course.
No way. I won't need it this weekend. I might need it this week, though.
Yeah.
Because I've got spicy takes to deliver throughout the week.
Yep.
Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. And I've got a funny... Want to put a bet on the bet board?
We could do that.
I have a bet board thought we can put up that will be fun. So the National College Football Playoff is over.
Yes.
And one of the pretty much unanimous reviews is... Yeah, you probably should change the seeding structure. It's not good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Arizona State, Boise State, they shouldn't have gotten byes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys should probably change the seeding.
That's the overall takeaway.
Yes.
I mean, there were a lot of blowouts, and I guess that's the most natural fix you could make. I mean, that doesn't help you last night, which ends up being an 11-point game. It was a 24-point game at one point, but yeah, there were a lot of blowouts, and the only fix that I've even heard suggested is this one, where
you don't
have the winner of the Mountain West having a first-round bye,
right,
no matter what the record is.
Pac-12. Oh, Mountain West, yeah, Boise State.
They'll be in the Pac-12 next year.
Right. Even that might not protect from the blowouts because that team's not as good. And anyway, the bet board is, will the college football change in 1 year what the NHL has refused to change in like 15 years, which is a bad seeding process. The NHL playoffs is terrible for seeding. I was looking at the standings. It's not that bad this year. But in the NHL playoffs, you know, the third best team plays the fourth best team in the first round.
Right.
Sometimes. And they're like, yeah, it's fine.
Because they're creating rivalries.
Yeah. And here's college football. Ooh, yeah, let's change that. I bet they do. There was, you know, conference realignment and some stuff that went on in college football that kind of made that power imbalance more obvious.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, the NHL is very bad at things like this.
Yes,
so,
of course. Very, very bad.
Them not changing it is not really that surprising. So speaking of the NHL being really bad at things, they screwed up the cap thing. So we thought it was going to go up to $97 million maybe, and now it's going to be like way lower. Like, it's going to end up being maybe 90 if they're lucky. Okay. So, well, like, finally, a big expansive growth in player set. No, it's just something financial.
Well.
And then, meanwhile, we're suspending our best player in the sport because he's getting mugged by the other player. That's good.
Yeah.
Real fine operation they're running over there.
Well, anyway, I bet they changed
the seating.
Ohio State. Winning in a format that you would they would never have won in the old format because they wouldn't have made it in.
True.
And,
but they were clearly the best team, were they not?
Well, they were the best team at the end, not when the season ended. When the season ended, they were what? The seventh best team? Sixth best team?
They were seventh in the seeding, but that was because of, we just mentioned, like the bye stuff.
I mean, well,
they would have been fifth. They would have been probably the first team out
in
the old format.
So not in.
Right.
They lost two games prior to the playoff.
Uh-huh. They were still the best team.
Were they? They're better. Yeah. Why?
Bad teams have bad games. Great teams have a bad game.
We don't get to apply that to Oregon, who had one bad day. Ohio State gets to have two bad days.
Well, yes.
Oregon went undefeated. And again, the structure of the playoff had them play Ohio State earlier than they probably should have.
Mm-hmm.
So,
those two teams played twice. Then one was a one-point win by Oregon, where I think they got a punt return touchdown,
mm-hmm.
and the other was Ohio State beating them down.
Okay,
pretty soundly.
Are the Ravens better than the Bills?
Walked into that
Zing.
One. Walked into that one.
I didn't actually intend to set that up, but it just kind of worked that way.
I'm not prepared to answer.
You don't have to answer.
I don't need to answer. They're home. They're golfing.
I was going to say that was actually not a
setup. They're going to Cancun. They're done.
That was totally organic. It was not a setup.
No.
But anyway, you know, that's what the playoffs does.
Yeah.
You get more teams in, you get more, like the Commanders. If they win the Super Bowl, are they possibly the best team in football?
No. No, I mean, they could be the most fun team in football.
Right.
But would they? No, you couldn't. Even if they won it, I would have, it'd be hard to say that they're the best team. The other thing about the national championship last night, and I guess it got a little closer 11, is I realized that there's not been a good national championship game in like 8 years. The last seven scores, last night again, you only had an 11-point margin, which is actually good. Because the previous six were 34-13, 65-7, 33-18, 52-24, 42-25, and 44-16. Every game's been a blowout, and that's not, you can't fix that with seeding, I guess.
No.
Like there's nothing you can do about that. That's just, I guess, your sport is kind of designed that way. But you have not had a good national championship since Tua was the quarterback for Alabama.
I feel like there was a run of Super Bowls that was like that, where you had four or five in a row that were just dogs.
That Broncos Seahawks one, or are you talking like
longer? That was pretty bad. Yeah. Anyway, good morning. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. I feel great, but my voice is. I didn't know until I got here.
Could it have anything to do with the -50-degree cold that we're dealing with outside right now?
It is cold. It is cold. The forecast today. I mean, it's cold. It's going to get colder. And the real field temperature right now is -4 in Buffalo.
-4.
And it's going to get colder tomorrow.
Yep.
Tomorrow, the actual, not even just real field, tomorrow the temperature is -2. And real field overnight dips to like -7. So we've got some wintry air. I'm very happy the Bills-Ravens game is not today and right now.
Ooh.
10 degrees colder, basically, than it was.
That'd be dangerous. Yeah. There's travel advisories almost everywhere, right? Like south of the city in Cheektowaga. The 219s are still closed, I think. So, yeah, I mean, that's because snow was, you know, also a part of the deal in the south towns.
Yeah.
But, man, wind chill of -25 today. I mean, today's just a sit inside and just hang out day, I think.
Yep. Well, our number is 803-0550 if you want to still, you know, bask in the glow of the win over the Ravens or start to turn the page to the Chiefs and the AFC Championship game. You can join us. The Sabres lost in an incredible fashion. On some level, they're kind of incredible because they're down.
They're unbelievable.
They're down 3-1 and rally to tie at 3-3. And you think, well, I mean, all right, how about it?
Yeah.
And how long? How soon after was it? 4-3?
Minute 50, I think. That was the second time in the game they had given up, or less. It was 50 seconds, I think, because it was twice in the game. I think they gave up a goal less than a minute after they had scored.
Yeah.
And they are now 1-7 all time against the Seattle Kraken, the mighty Seattle Kraken.
Incredible to rally to tie at 3-3 and then immediately give it back 4-3 and just lose. But that's how it goes.
I guess. Thompson ties the game at 15:38 of the second period, and then Oleksiak takes the lead back at 16:34.
Imagine
so 56 seconds.
What percentage of NHL games tied at 15:38 of the third remain tied to the end? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And they just, no. Anyway. Enough. They play again today. They play Vancouver. So
yep, tonight at 10 o'clock. Sabres after dark.
Quick turnaround.
They are. Did the Islanders win last night? You're going to know why in a second, why I'm asking that question. They did. So the Sabres are now 6 points back of second last.
Okay.
Yeah. Six back of second last in the East.
Nashville plays tonight. If Nashville gets a point and the Sabres don't, the Sabres would drop into sole possession of 30th place.
Nice. Only Chicago and San Jose below them.
Yeah.
It's amazing it's gone this poorly.
It really is.
I thought it could go bad.
It is amazing.
This is bad, though. This is bad.
It is amazing. I had someone write to me that one of the top prospects, Porter Marton, who plays at Mississauga, was at the Bills game. So that's good, I guess.
Come save me. Anybody, please.
But anyway, on the Bills and the Chiefs, I've got a question I've asked before, and I want to ask again. Does any other quarterback in the NFL get the treatment of, thank goodness he didn't have to do too much, like Josh Allen does? I don't know anybody else that gets that treatment.
Is Mahomes starting to get that treatment this year a little bit?
No, I've never heard it once.
I heard the comparison. I didn't hear the point made about Mahomes yesterday, but I heard the comparison to Allen's game on Sunday being clean and not turning the ball over.
Oh, clean.
And that to Mahomes, which was, hey, wait, Mahomes did the same thing, 170 yards, clean game. He didn't do anything spectacular, but like he played the clean game, and the Texans didn't. So I heard the comparison made, but it was still a point being made about Allen.
Right.
Yeah.
Why? I've never heard a single person say, thank goodness the Bengals won without Joe Burrow doing anything. Thank goodness, not that Allen did nothing in this game, but thank goodness the Ravens won without Lamar doing anything. And yet, here it is. Yesterday, we go round and round we go. It's like maybe it's an extension of the MVP conversation where we're constantly thrust into MVP banter. But here's Colin Cowherd. Oh, the Bills are the new Chiefs because look at how they win. They win without Allen.
I saw that because they're boring now. He likes them. He thinks, yeah, because they're boring.
That's what everyone thinks about the Chiefs, right, is that they're boring. That's what everyone thinks about the Chiefs is that they've won three Super Bowls already because they're boring.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they what they are because their quarterback is the best ever in those situations? Like
right.
The Chiefs have not removed the quarterback from the equation. Last year, their defense was great, and he had a down year. And you might even say this year he's not the best quarterback, but
you look at, like, last year and this year, more than ever, that's true. I don't, like, if you look at yards per game for Mahomes versus where he was 2 years ago, so he wins the Super Bowl in the 22 season, that's the first year without Tyreek Hill, right? He averages 308 yards per game that year. It dropped by 47 yards to 261 last season and then dropped another 16 yards to 245 this year. So it is happening less per game. And I guess that makes them less exciting than they were, but they were, especially with Hill, like, they were a show, right? Like, they were getting Warriors comparisons.
Right.
And they're definitely not that anymore. Like, this year I could say they're boring. Are the Chiefs fun this year?
No, they're never fun because they're old. If they were new, they might be fun.
But when they were winning early in this thing, like, they were fun. Like, they were still maybe insufferable, but they were throwing the ball over your heads, and Hill was running, you know, past everybody. And I don't know. They were 50 touchdowns for Mahomes, right? Like, they when they started, I didn't think we're ever going to become this, where it's run the ball and Mahomes can throw for 170, and they're going to play good defense, and they're going to win a game 20 to 12.
Well, I certainly don't expect that from the Chiefs this week.
No, I'd be surprised. One, because I don't think you're keeping the Bills at 12 points. I mean, that'd be insanity, I think.
Right.
It'd be incredible.
I'd be impressed by that. And also, 170 passing for Mahomes. I just don't see it.
He had 196 against the Bills in Buffalo earlier this season.
Right.
Three touchdowns, two picks in the game. So I guess that was another one of these games where, hey, you forced multiple turnovers off the guy. So, but I don't know. I don't know. Like, that's kind of how the Chiefs win this year. Like, we'll see. The last time they really won a game like that, where it was just Mahomes going to sling it all around the field. Allen had a couple, right? Allen against the Rams. Oh, he didn't win that game. The Lions, though, too. Mm-hmm. And if you look at Mahomes, like, he threw for 300 yards in a win twice this season. 331 against the Saints and 306 against the Raiders way earlier in the year, and they won that game by 19-17.
He did go a full calendar year without three touchdowns in a game.
Right.
He pointed that out a few times.
So, like, you know, I'm not saying he can't do it. Their weapons are better now than they had been, but I just don't – it's kind of the Chiefs, too. I don't think that's what the Chiefs want to do. I think they want to take what's in front of them and throw the ball short and run the ball, and they're going to play good defense, and they're kind of doing what the Bills are doing. Although they have a guy that's really fast that has more big play potential than what the Bills have.
Well, one thing about this matchup with the Chiefs is, and here's a good starting point, 803-0550, like, what will have to be different? What will have to be different this time for the Bills to beat the Chiefs? I mean, I'm already getting flashbacks now as Rapp day-to-day, Benford concussion protocol, and Milano mystery. Like, that's bad news, right? That's bad news. So I'm flashing back to that. The idea that they're going to go into a game banged up again. But what has to be different? And why will it be different this time? Yeah. Why will it be different this time, if you think it will?
And you're saying different in comparison to the playoff game last year?
I'm saying how
the regular season game.
What will be different that gives them a win? How will they make the Super Bowl? Because right now they are celebrated for Allen not doing that much. And if anybody thinks Allen's not going to do that much in this game, I think you're nuts. He's going to definitely do a lot because whenever they play the Chiefs, he has to, and he does.
Last time they played the Chiefs, he had 40 pass attempts and 12 carries.
Yeah.
Over 300 total yards, couple of touchdowns. Like, he touched the ball 52 times in that game.
And one fun stat on Allen about his games against the Chiefs in the playoffs. How many turnovers does he have?
In that game?
In all of his games in the playoffs against the Chiefs.
Let me find it.
I know the answer. Want to guess?
Okay, no. Does he have three? Four?
One.
In all of them combined?
In all of the games against the Chiefs in the playoffs, Allen has one turnover.
What was the one? The AFC Championship?
Yes, and okay. The game was already over. 31-15 in the fourth quarter.
So really, it's like zero.
It's really like zero.
It's really like zero.
So if your belief is it'll be different because Allen won't turn it over, he doesn't against the Chiefs anyway.
Right.
It's kind of the same as Mahomes against the Bills. They don't turn him over in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And the Chiefs don't turn Allen over in the playoffs. So I guess
the only answer to what would be different, because I've already gotten the offensive output in a lot of these games, is that McDermott and Babich are ready for it.
Like, and they have a playoff performance.
Yeah. They know how to keep them in check, and they know what's worked in the past and what hasn't worked, and that they are going to do maybe a version of what they just did against the Ravens. Like, they're going to spend the week figuring out, like, we got to do this different and this different than what we normally do, and we're going to do that and be more willing to change, maybe more than they did in previous seasons, because that was always a criticism of them, that, like, they're the same defense, play in and play out, and that whatever they do is going to be the right answer to the Chiefs. And when they played them early in the regular season, like, they had those answers other than Worthy kind of beat them in the first half, right? Like, that was working for them. But I don't think he did anything in the second half. So even maybe that was one of those adjustments that they made. So that, I guess that's where my answer would be. I'd like to make sure Benford at least is good. Right? Benford and Milano.
Yeah.
I don't know how, you know, Rapp being out, Bishop's done okay, so maybe I'd even be able to accept that. But I'd want to make sure my defensive guys are out there first before just thinking that's going to be the difference. So their defense is going to keep the Chiefs to like 20 points.
Well, if their defense is banged up, does that change the way they have to play on offense? Because last year, they did change the way they play. They dialed it back even further, right? More ball control, more bleeding the clock, run heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was looking at the numbers in that playoff game, the last playoff game they lost to Kansas City, and one of the reasons I was looking into this is there's a number out there that the Bills are, I think, 36-0 when they run it 50% of the time in the Josh Allen era. Which, of course, like if you're leaning into the how many times you run it numbers, you know that's kind of not quite bogus, but not predictive. It's kind of thing that, well, when you're winning a game, you run the ball more. And when you're behind, you have to pass the ball more.
Right. I bet every team in the league would have a winning record in that situation.
When they run more? Maybe.
When they run a certain amount. Maybe it's not like, 20, but if it's like 25 right. or 30.
Mike Vrabel had those numbers when he went to the New England press conference about, oh, we're, 37-0 when we don't pass it 40 times. Like, there's a lot of flaws in there, including last year's playoff game against the Chiefs. The Bills' final numbers end up being like 39-39 or 40. They had a pretty even run-pass balance. And it was only even because on the final drive, the Bills passed it 11 times, 11-5. That was a game, Bills-Chiefs last year in the playoffs, the Bills were more committed to the run than the pass. Until the final drive, when they needed it, and they ultimately come up short. So last year, they're injured, and they dial it back, and they go heavy run. This year, I hope we're not talking about Milano and Benford and Rapp. Rapp being day-to-day, I thought, was like the best possible news we could get based on how he left the field. But that's what I'm thinking about this week is how will it be different? What will be different this time? Because if you want to go, they'll be clean, they pretty much always are. They'll be healthy, they might not be. Mm-hmm. They'll just get it done with Josh Allen? I mean, maybe. Everyone seems to want to praise them when they don't use Josh Allen. So, I don't know. It's a tough one. Vibes this week, just like last week, in and out of confidence. Yeah, they'll be good. No, they won't. The idea that they'll beat the Chiefs because they did in the regular season. We just saw how meaningful that was in the Baltimore game.
Mm-hmm. So, right. That's right.
So I don't know.
The game also being in a different location, like the Bills-Ravens game was in a different location, which I think matters a little bit.
Yep.
I guess I would think it's – I don't think you can play the way they just played on Sunday. Because the way they just played on Sunday is kind of like how they played last year in the playoff game.
Yep.
Similar. And I think to get that home, what you saw against the Ravens was – you might need to force mistakes. You might need the guy to give you the ball a couple of times. And I don't know. I just think Mahomes is less likely to give you the ball like that than Jackson was on those couple of plays. And even if you want to just do the tight end versus tight end, I mean, you would, there are other players on the team, Worthy and Juju, whoever. But, like, Kelsey's not making the mistakes that Andrews just did, right? Especially not in 45. Especially not in 45-degree weather. It'd be stunning.
Right. Andrews, it's stunning to have made those mistakes.
Right. So getting those twice in a row. So, like, I don't know. Your game plan partially was reliant on the Ravens making critical errors and in the quarterback giving you the ball a couple of times. And I'm not going to assume that Mahomes is going to do the same thing.
Do you think they'd win without a turnover? If they don't get any turnovers, would you pick them to win? I got a million questions here. It's kind of like setting the table,
If they don't force any turnovers.
Like you said, they have to play like they just did against Baltimore. Against Baltimore, they got three.
Right.
They're a plus three on turnovers.
I'm saying if they would need turnovers if they're going to play the way they just did.
Right.
So I guess it comes down to whether I believe they're going to play the way they just did, and I don't think I believe that. I think they're going to – there's no way they play like that. Not entirely. Like, I'm not saying they won't run the ball. Like, they'll run the ball. They'll establish Cook. They'll do Allen QB powers. But they are not throwing three passes past the first down marker in this game, right?
I don't know.
They didn't last – I know, regular season. The one thing they thought they could get Kansas City on was they threw the ball down the field a little bit. Cooper down the field, attacking a couple of their corners. Like, a little different now. Watson's back, right? But – I don't know. I can't believe it would look as dramatic running the ball, not doing anything in the pass game on Sunday. Like, I think you're going to need it. And I think they know they're going to need it a little bit against the Chiefs.
I'll pull up Josh Allen's chart from that week, his passing chart, like where they threw the ball.
Yeah.
What week was that?
That was week 10. Week 11.
Okay. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550, our phone number. What's your vibe? How you feeling?
And, I feel good, by the way. What all that being said, like I feel good.
What will be different? Yeah, the passing chart is a lot different than this past week.
Downfield?
Yeah. Still plenty of stuff behind the line, which is what, you know, it's what they do.
Yep.
But, yeah, it's different. Gary in Buffalo is going to lead us off. Hey, wait, we're late. Sorry, Gary, I got to go. Sorry, we got to get a break in.
We'll get you on the other side.
I had no idea what time it was. We've got clocks all around us. We got to get a break in. Gary, right on the other side. Let us know. What'll be different? We'll get right to your call. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Tage Thompson works it around Swartz, high slot, holds it, Rister scores! Tage Thompson puts that one to the net, and the Sabres have tied the game on that 74-mile-an-hour shot with 4:22 to go here in the second period. It's 3-each.
One of the moments of the game brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. Tage Thompson scores in Seattle. Sabres lose 6-4. Devin Levi.
John Hayden scored for the Seattle Kraken. Did you have any recollection of his 55 games with the Buffalo Sabres 3 years ago?
No.
I quickly realized everyone, and I was partially included in this, that nobody knew that that person had ever played for the Buffalo Sabres.
I definitely did.
And it was 55 games 3 years ago. I just don't have a single memory. There were probably a few guys like that, though.
I saw we just passed the four-year anniversary of Taylor Hall signing.
Mm. That was a fun day.
4 years? It felt like it was 20 years ago.
4 years. So my story on that is it was the first night that I went out since COVID had begun. Like, it was bars were doing soft openings, and there was maybe still – there definitely would have still been, like, a, you know, a certain capacity that they could have. And I went out to meet some friends to watch something, and I walked in, and they were already there and went, the Sabres signed Taylor Hall, who was, I think, the number one free agent.
Yep.
So I'm thinking, oh, ha, you know, the welcome back, the Sabres did something. And they're like, no, they actually signed Taylor Hall. So that was fun.
Then he scored one goal in his first game.
He scored one goal.
And then out again.
He was pretty good, but he just... Yeah, they only scored one goal.
They went to Boston and scored again.
It was the 2 year anniversary of the Ryan Miller night, Dahlin's like Hail Mary pass to Cousins in overtime. Mm. And the building was full and loud and fun, it seemed.
Yeah.
That was nice.
803-0550, Jeremy and Joe are talking. What will be different this time with Chiefs and Bills? I don't have an answer here. I'm working on one. Why will it be different? What will be different this time? We'll get to a couple of phone calls, and Gary in Buffalo leads us off. Hey, Gary, good morning.
Hey, Jeremy and Joe, how are you guys doing?
Good, good.
Just a couple things. I guess I'm going to go right to the question. I was going to talk a little bit about the Raven game, and I think we've hit that pretty hard over the past few days. But I would say what's different this time in thinking about the past few years, I think, right now, I think we have a better defensive performance going. I mean, obviously, 13 seconds. We had a solid team this year, and I can't speak to that why that happened. But I know we had a strong defensive team on that particular year. But after the following up the perfect game in New England, but I do believe if everybody's healthy for the most part going into this game, I think having both linebackers, which we didn't. And healthy DBs, which we didn't last year, I think would make a big deal in terms of the difference going into this game. I do believe that last week was based on the style that we were facing. I don't think you're going to have a situation where this week Allen's going to only touch the ball one out of every four downs. I think he's going to touch the ball at least 50 out of the time. So I think, offensively, we're fine. We'll be fine offensively. I'm not worried about that. I think defensively is where we're going to be much better because I think we can double Kelsey. And I think the linebacker play will be a major impact going into this game.
Thanks, Gary.
I like this thought. Wouldn't you want to bet on this is going to be their best defensive performance against the Chiefs in the playoffs this Sunday? I want to say regardless of who plays.
Well, I mean, let's this is like anything with football, especially. What does best mean? Fewest points per drive? Lowest point total overall?
Both. Both, because last year was
different.
Last year was a lower point total, but I think it was a higher points per drive, right?
Uh-huh.
But why did that happen? You had your fifth string linebackers in there that couldn't cover anything. And the playoff meeting before that was a different Chiefs offense. That's Tyreek Hill, and that's 5,000-yard Mahomes. That's a very different look. So I might make it as much about the Chiefs offense as I would about the Bills defense. Is the Bills are healthier on defense this year than last year, and that's even if they were to be missing a guy or two. And the previous playoff meetings were completely different Chiefs offenses. Completely different.
Last year they forced one punt.
Like, I think they do better than that.
Right.
I'd want to bet on they do better than that. Have the Chiefs had a game all year where they've only had one punt?
I mean, does it matter?
Well, nothing seems to matter when you play the Chiefs.
That's what I mean. That's a big part of this.
They have 8 punts, and they're still going to win somehow.
Of course, we have to put in the context of, I hope their defensive backs and their linebackers are healthy. I don't. When do we freak out?
Well, even if this is where, like,
if Milano's not available, you don't need him because Dorian Williams is okay.
I don't want to make it sound too much like that because Milano has been awesome, I think, in the last 3-4 games. But if I'm comparing it to their last playoff meeting, yes. Like, Terrell Bernard and Dorian Williams is far better than A.J. Klein and Tyrell Dodson, who was playing with an injury.
Right.
Okay. Was what they had last year. So I think it'll be better than that. That's about as bad as you can do. And, like, it's not all the same. It's not within a vacuum. So, like, sure, Dorian Williams could still get abused by Travis Kelce, beginning to end, even though it's not A.J. Klein. But I just would have more confidence.
I would have less confidence in Kelce in that spot, too. I mean, he doesn't, even though he just had a huge game against Houston, I mean, he does not look like he used to look.
Chiefs had 2 punts last week against the Texans.
Two punts against the Texans, okay.
Did they take a safety? That was on purpose.
Intentionally,
that was on purpose.
Yep.
Right.
803-0550. The Bills did, of course, force one fumble last time they played the Chiefs out of the end zone.
Yes, they did. Pick two, but that was on the last drive. They were down 2 scores. Bernard, I think, at the end. That's the other thing. Mahomes has given them the ball. This is one of the differences between
the regular season
and the playoffs. I'm
looking at the playoff game.
Oh, the playoff game was a fumble.
From here on out, I'm only talking playoff performances.
All right.
Because that's what has to be different. I don't need the regular season performances to be different. They beat them all the time.
What I need them to do is what they do in the regular season, but now I need them to do it in the playoffs. And the thing they do in the regular season that they do not do in the playoffs to him is they do force him into a turnover or two.
Well, I mean, this is where it gets uncomfortable to say this. The thing they do in the playoffs, or they don't do in the playoffs, that they do in the regular season, is finish the job. Last year in the playoffs, they had the ball with a chance to win it, and they didn't finish the job. Right? Diggs has the drop. Allen misses Shakir, throws it away on third down, and they're kicking. Like, they did not finish the job. You got people criticizing Lamar for scoring too quickly in this game on Sunday. And here's the Bills. We were discussing how they had the ball with a chance to, kill off the game? Maybe less than 13 seconds. But you had the ball, and would you take that right now? You're down 3. Allen has the ball. There's 2 minutes left at the 50. Would you take it? 100 times, right? Don't you want that?
Yes.
Is that the thing
would say yes.
That must be different? Is when you have the ball with 2 minutes left, down 3, your offense can get it done to get in the end zone, win the game, and also do it with like 5 seconds left. Because that's what they did at the end of the half against Baltimore. That's what they did. They scored so late in the game that Baltimore had no chance to come back and score before the end of the second or first half. I mean, what's going to be different? I'll self-report and be apologetic about it. Nervous/skeptical. Not that they can't, but I have scar tissue because it doesn't even make sense. These teams have played 10 times and the Bills are 5-5 against them. Like 5-5. Oh, okay, even matchup. Except when you get here, when they win it every time. And if we're about to go 0-4 in the playoffs against that team, I mean, that is horrible. It's almost like there's more to lose now, and I'm kind of coming to grips with that, which, you know, you want these games, but why will it be different? Allen is what you want to believe, but yet so much of the talk around the Bills is how they're so great because they don't ask him to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Quentin in Williamsville. Hey, Quentin.
Hey, guys. You guys kind of stole my thunder there, but I agree what's going to be different is, like they say, this is like the least talented team we've had in a while, but if you include injuries in that, which has been our problem the past 3-4 years, they actually are more talented because the guys have more reps, and our team is built to, like, we weren't necessarily built to stop the Ravens, but we are built to stop the Chiefs, which we did in the regular season. And if you look at, like, Spagnuolo's defense, like, the stuff he does well, Allen is a perfect counter to it, and, like, how our team is built. We're built to win this game. So I'm not too nervous about it. Like, if we lose, I think we lose because we lose, not because they beat us.
Thanks, Quentin.
So the Chiefs win a lot of their games.
It really is, right? Like, you miss a kick, you hit an upright, you get a flag.
They both kind of play that way, don't they?
Yep. Yeah.
Are they built to beat the Chiefs still? Like, that was kind of the thought there. They've been built to beat the Chiefs, and they haven't. So now, like, all right. I guess, like, they're going to try to run the ball, I think. And I expect them to use Allen a lot more than they did against Baltimore. So, sure, I think they're still pretty well suited to do it on a matchup-to-matchup basis.
We do have look-ahead lines. If the Bills are to win, they would be favored in the Super Bowl.
No matter who they play?
Yeah. Right now, I saw spreads yesterday. Bills-Eagles is Bills -1.
Okay.
And Bills Commanders is Bills -4.5.
Wow, only 4.5 against the Commanders?
Well.
Oh.
And Washington. That's pretty much the same numbers for the Chiefs. So Winner of this game likely goes in as the favorite.
Yep.
803-0550. Thanks for the phone calls. What's gonna be different this time? I mean, man. It's Tuesday and I'm freaking out.
Being at Arrowhead Stadium is not your answer.
Right. That's different than last year. It's Jeremy and Joe, 803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-552-550 on WGR.
Hey, yo, I know that you got to lock in it, but you ever just look at the fans, like, just look at them? You ever just, like, took a second look at them? It's the prettiest thing in the world. It's beautiful. Our people, man. I love them to death.
Deion Dawkins, the NFL Twitter account tweeted that out of Dawkins, like, just basking in the moment of watching the fans at that game on Sunday.
Underrated for Dawkins right now that needs more attention is his face mask looking like Snowflake.
Yeah.
You notice that? He had it custom made to look like a snowflake. He's been wearing it for like a few weeks. Amazing.
Future Bills, Wall of Famer, Hall of Famer, whatever.
Yeah.
Deion Dawkins. Jeremy and Joe, good morning.
Especially tackle. Those guys play forever. Hopefully.
Yeah. It's Tuesday. Bills and Chiefs.
I'm good. I'm not in the same. Like, last week I was, get the game here. Like, right now I'm like, I'm good. I'm relaxed. Give me a day off. A couple days off from the tension. Maybe Thursday I'll start kicking up the nervous energy.
For me, the tension is partially like wanting them to win and also who you don't want to win. You know, it's twofold here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they had lost to Baltimore, it would have been crushing, but I would have been rooting for Baltimore after that. And this, like, oh, great, I want to go root for the Eagles. I don't want to do that, but I'm prepared to.
Well, if it was the Commanders.
That'd be easy, too. Yeah.
Rookie quarterback.
Just cannot have them win. They need to lose. America needs it. Earth needs it.
America needs. I saw a good meme where the Bills were Captain America and all the other teams lined up behind them as they went to fight the Chiefs, which was Thanos.
Yep.
It was a good one.
803-0550. We're short up on a break. Cliff, stick with us. We'll get your call on the other side. Paul Hamilton's going to check in as well. Recap the Sabres game with us from Seattle. And they're right to it tonight against Vancouver. It is Tuesday. It's Chiefs week. What or why will it be different this time? Have a bunch of responses to get to. Some just like, hey, they can't win them all, which I don't know.
In theory.
I'd like to believe that. So give us a ring. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.